Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Will Weldon. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about the James Webb Space Telescope. It's a gigantic space telescope in the Lagrange point by the moon. And researchers that have observed with NASA's James Webb Space Telescope have pinpointed silicate cloud features in a distant planet's atmosphere. The atmosphere is constantly rising, mixing, and moving during its 22-hour day, bringing hotter material up and pushing colder material down. And the resulting brightness changes are so dramatic that it is the most variable planetary mass object known today. The team, led by Brittany Miles of the University of Arizona, also made extraordinarily clear detections of water, methane, and carbon monoxide with Webb's data. And they found evidence of carbon dioxide as well. Now, this is the largest number of molecules ever identified all at once on a planet outside of our own solar system. Now, this planet is cataloged as VHS-1256b. The planet is about 40 light years away and orbits not only one, but two stars over a 10,000-year period. VHS-1256b is about four times farther from its stars than Pluto is from our sun, which makes it a great target for the Webb telescope. That's what Miles said. And that means the planet's light is not mixed with light from its own stars. Now, higher up in its atmosphere, where the silicate clouds are churning, temperatures reach about 1,500 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 830 degrees Celsius. And they're swirling clouds. They're in the atmosphere of the exoplanet VHS-1256b. And it's 40 light years away and orbits two of its own stars. Just think about that. How incredible is that? And within the clouds of this amazing, amazing exoplanet, Webb detected both larger and smaller silicate dust grains, which are shown on a spectrum. And they said the finer silicate grains in its atmosphere may be more like tiny particles in smoke. The larger grains might be more like very hot, very small sand particles. And VHS-1256b has low gravity compared to more massive brown dwarfs, which means that its silicate clouds can appear and remain higher in its atmosphere where Webb can detect them. Now, another reason its skies are so turbulent is the planet's age. In astronomical terms, it's very young. Only 150 million years have passed since it formed. It'll continue to change and cool over billions of years in the future. And in many ways, the team considers these findings to be the first coins pulled out of a spectrum that researchers view as a treasure chest of data. And in many ways, they've only begun identifying its contents. They say, "We've identified silicates, but better understanding which grain sizes and shapes match specific types of clouds is going to take a lot of additional work. This is not the final word on this planet. It is the beginning of a large-scale modeling effort to fit Webb's complex data." Now, although all of the features the team observed have been spotted on other planets elsewhere in the Milky Way by other telescopes, other research teams typically identified only one at a time. The team said no other telescope has identified so many features at once for a single target. "We're seeing a lot of molecules in a single spectrum from Webb that detailed the planet's dynamic cloud and weather systems." Now, a research team led by Brittany Miles at the University of Arizona used two instruments known as spectrographs aboard the James Webb Space Telescope. One on its near-infrared spectrograph, the NIRSPEC, the NIRSPEC, and another in its mid-infrared instrument, you can guess, MIRI, to observe a vast section of near-to-mid-infrared light emitted by planet VHS-1256b. They plotted the light on the spectrum, identifying signatures of silicate clouds, water, methane, and carbon monoxide. They also found evidence of carbon dioxide as well. Now, how did they get there? How did they come to these conclusions? Well, they analyzed data known as spectra gathered by two instruments aboard Webb, the near-infrared spectrograph and the mid-infrared spectrograph. And since the planet orbits at such a great distance from its stars, the researchers were able to observe it directly rather than using the transit technique or a coronagraph to take this data. There will be plenty more to learn about VHS-1256B in the months and years to come as the team and others continue to sift through James Webb's high-resolution infrared data. And they say there's a huge return and a very modest amount of telescope time. With only a few hours of observations, we have what feels like unending potential for additional discoveries. Now, what might become of this planet billions of years from now? Since it's so far from its stars, it will become colder over time, and its skies may transition from cloudy to clear. And the researchers observe VHS-1256B as part of Webb's early release science program, which is designed to help transform the astronomical community's ability to characterize planets and the disks where they form. The terms paper entitled the JWST Early Release Science Program for Direct Observations of Exoplanet Systems 2, a 1 to 20 micron spectrum of the planetary mass companion VHS-1256-1257b, will be published in the Astrophysical Journal Letters on March 22nd. Now, this is an incredible discovery, and we can't wait to see what happens in the future. Now, James Webb's telescope is the world's premier space science observatory. It's going to solve mysteries in the solar system, and it's going to look to distant worlds around other stars. And it'll probe mysterious structures and origins of the universe and our place in it. It's an international group from NASA, ESA, and Canada, the Canadian Space Agency, that put all this together. So when they sift through all this data, what will they find? Time will only tell. Thank you so much for listening today. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe button or the follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on, that would be fantastic. I'd greatly appreciate it. And also, if you're on iTunes, please leave us a 5-star review if you really like science and NASA. That would be insanely cool. So thank you again for all of your support, and I will see you in the next one. Take care.